This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Visiting the sick, if you can do it through the telephone. So let's start off with the Teshuvah by Rabbi Ovadia Yosef. Ha'im yotzim yedei chova mitzvat bikur cholim. Al yedei shoel b'shalom ha'chole derech ha'telefon. That's the question. The question is, can you fulfill your mitzvah bikur cholim by calling up someone on the telephone? V'arechot u'bracha refuah shlema, and you wish them refuah shlema. Or do you have to go instead of calling? Is a mitzvah to go to the visit the sick, or can you do it by way of the telephone? Teshuvah. This is the Teshuvah. Mitzvah bikur cholim samhu hazal. The rabbis in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Amud Bet, rested this mitzvah on a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vodata lahem et haderech yelchuba." He will teach you the way that you will walk in. Zu bikur cholim. The Gemara says that is the way you will walk in is bikur cholim, the mitzvah to go visit the sick. Similarly, Masechet Sota, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Alef, Achrei Hashem Elokechem Telechu. You will walk after your God. Who? How do you walk after God? Is it possible for a person to walk after God? It really says that Hashem is Eshochla. You know what it means? Fire. Hashem is fire. So Hashem is fire. How can you walk after God? His fire is going to burn you. Right? So the answer is Elahalech Achar Milotav Shekesh Baruch Hu. Walk after Hashem's traits. That's the Gemara in Sota. Walk after Hashem's traits. Mahum Abisharim, just like he gives clothes for the people who don't have clothes. So to you, give clothes to the person who doesn't have clothes. As it says, Hashem made clothes for Adam and Chava. Afatah Abisharim, Makash Baruch Hu Bikolim, Hashem just goes and visits the sick. How do we know he visits the sick? Vayera Elav Abraham. Vayera Elav Abraham. He goes to visit Abraham. So you too also visit the sick. So we have to emulate Hashem. How do you emulate Hashem? And the answer is by doing what Hashem did. What did Hashem do? He gave clothes for the people who don't have clothes. So too, he visited the sick. We have to do the same thing. Okay, and also then, Nichum Avilim. How do we know? Because when Abraham dies, Hashem goes to bless Yitzhak. Nichum Avilim. To go and visit the people who lost relatives and comfort them. You do this with your own children. People don't realize that. Children have an obligation. So Shukana says up to the age of 6. But you buy clothes for your children over the age of 6. You've done a big mitzvah. So the question is now, why is there a mitzvah to visit the sick? What is the purpose of visiting the sick? Okay. So he says, Hine, Niskiru inyan halicha b'mitzvah b'kohalim. It says in the mitzvah of b'kohalim, it says, Ve'alachta b'drachav. You will walk in his ways, which implies you have to walk to do b'kohalim. You can't do Bikoli without walking. You have to walk to Bikoli. This way you're next door to the Chole. You can see exactly what's going on. What's better, to see what's going on or just to hearsay?
See.
So if I'm there, I can see what's going on. If I'm not there, I can't see. This way I can help him more. So if you need something to eat, you need something to drink, you need medications, or you need some good advice, so it's very important to be there. Or you need someone to clean the house. In those days, there's no hospitals. So a sick person would just lie in his bed, and if he had nothing, no one to look after him, he'd just die, basically. He'd die. That's the famous story of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva went to visit one of his students. This is the story in the Darim. The Gemara in Darim, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Ma'aseh v'tamidosh shel Rabbi Akiva. Story about a student, Rabbi Akiva. Shechala v'lo nichnas chachamim b'levakro. He was sick and no one went to visit him. Terrible. Nichnas Rabbi Akiva b'levakro. Rabbi Akiva himself had to go. No one else went. Mishvir shekebed v'ribet v'fanav. Clean the house. Right? Hayamarlo, Rabbi Achitanu. He told his rabbi, he says, you kept me alive. Wow. If you wouldn't have come, now I would have died in the dirt. Yatza Rabbi Kiva Drash. Rabbi Kiva went out to the Beit Midrash and he gave a drasha. Kol mi she'en vaket achole. Whoever does not visit the sick, kilu shofet dami, is a murderer. He's like a murderer. Because the sick man's going to die, you're like a murderer, you didn't go visit him. Now, obviously, we're not talking about today where there's people look after the person. Yeah. We're talking about a person who has no one to look after. And that's why it's important. Old people, elderly people have no one to visit them. It's very important to go visit them. Sometimes people die and no one even knows they died.
Wow, that's terrible.
The neighbors start smelling a smell and they call the police. Mm. Yeah, there's a terrible smell over here. And they break down the door and they find the person dead. No one even inquired, no one even asked them. So it's very important to try and find these people. These are older, elderly people with no one to look after them. And so there has to be a framework, there has to be a network.
Even if a person is in a hospital, and there's doctors and there's nurses,
Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah to go visit them. Mm. And by visiting, sometimes a person can help him get better quickly. Because people psychologically, the guy says, no one visited me, no one cares about me, no one cares if I live, no one cares if I die. Psychologically, it's very bad for their morale. You have to give a guy a boost their morale. So when people come to visit the person gets, someone cares about me at least.
Yeah.
This is the language of Rambam now. Bikur Cholim. Mitzvah al hakol. It's a mitzvah on everyone to visit the sick. Afiru gadol v'aketar katan. Even an older person visits a younger person. Afiru harbe pa'amim b'yom. Even many times in the day. And the more you visit, the better, as long as you don't trouble the person. And that's the trick. The trick is to visit without troubling. And whoever visits the sick is if you take less than his sickness. And whoever does not visit is like a murderer. Terrible.
Wow.
Terrible. It's a very harsh language. It's not the same to hear and to see yourself. So when you see the sickness in front of you, you give more time. You give more help. You don't see, you just listen. It's not the same thing. And also arouse the person to prayer. When you see a person suffering, you arouse the prayer. You just hear he's sick, you don't really pray much. It's very important to pray for a person who's sick. So if you see his condition, you'll pray more. So similarly it says in Nedarim, person who visits the sick will pray for him to get better. A person does not go to visit the sick will not pray for them. What does that mean? That means that through visiting, you get more mercy. A person sees he's in bed, he's sick, he's in pain. So that person has more empathy and the person prays harder. A person doesn't visit, doesn't even know. So he's in hospital, big deal. He doesn't see how he's doing, so he won't pray so hard. So it's very important to pray, the part of prayer. You should pray for the Hashem to put wisdom in the heads of the doctors. To look after the person. Very important. Pray for the doctors to have the brains to be able to cure the guy. Sometimes doctors don't know what's going on. Amazing. Many times today. It's amazing. With all the diagnostic tools. I don't know. Stumped. And a guy over here, he came to me, he says, his rabbi is in hospital, no one knows what's wrong. So how can it be in today's modern day and age, with all their diagnostic tools they have? Mm-hmm. Don't know.
It gives you the most probable picture.
Yeah.
A lot of times, but if it doesn't,
you don't know exactly what going on. You got to be a detective, basically.
Right.
A good doctor's got to be a detective. Right. Yeah, it comes in with a stomachache. I went in with a stomachache. It's a very bad stomachache. Happens to be a blood clot in the lungs. Took 3 days to find it. So it just shows. Put brains in the doctors to give them brains a little bit. They should be able to discover what's wrong for a person.
It's not so easy.
What, to give them brains? Yeah, you're right.
No, it's not so easy to figure it out always.
And no damage should come through the works of the doctor. Give them the wrong medication, could kill the guy also.
Mm.
So it's interesting that you got to pray to Hashem for what? For healing. But the doctor's there. And the answer is, you got to give the doctors the ability to heal the person. And the doctors are at the wit's end. They don't know what's going on. Not only that, sometimes they're useless doctors. Some of the doctors are just so, they just don't have time, they're running around, they don't pay attention. It's terrible. It's a disaster. It's a disaster. So when he's there, he can see what's going on, he can pray more. It says in the Gemara in Shabbat, Yud Bet Amud Aleph. How do you know? Hashem's presence by the head of a sick person. Shema says, Hashem Yisaldeni al Eres Davai. Hashem should help me on the bed which I lie. So this is mentioned in the Ramban, Sefer Torat HaAdam. The Ramban has a whole beautiful section on Bikur Cholim. And a person who went to see a visitor, a sick person, didn't pray for him, they're not full of mitzvah. He said there's three parts of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Number one is to see what's going on yourself. This way you can give him what he wants, what he needs. Is the house dirty? Is the house wet? Careful, he has food, he has water, he has a drink, he has whatever. He has something to eat. He needs medicine, whatever it is. Number two is to pray for the person. So doctors should have the wisdom to be able to decide, to find out what's going on with the person. And number three, we're going to come to.
Should you pray on the spot?
It's better to pray on the spot. Why?
By the bedside.
Because the Shekhinah is right there. We say if you pray on the spot, you don't have to mention their name even. Like Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for his sister. El Na Rafa Na La. Please, Hashem, heal her. What do you mean, heal her? Where's her name? And the answer is, because she's right there. So you can pray. You don't have to say the name. However, when the sick person is far away, you have to say the name. Who, which one?
What if they're not Jewish?
Doesn't make a difference. Say the name. You can pray for them. That's the trouble. But you can't pray for them and say, Betoch Shar Chole Abu Yisrael. Because that's how we pray for a Jew. So that's the danger. The person, you've got to know who you're praying for. So you have a list of sick people and you want to add a non-Jew. So you've got to say he's a non-Jew. So you can't say in the same sentence, Betoch Shar Chole Abu Yisrael, amidst of the other sick people of Israel. He's not part of Israel. Yeah, but I know. So it's much better, more effective, what he says, more effective to go yourself. Not on the telephone. The Fi Chanire. So therefore he says, if you can go yourself, you don't fill the mitzvah perfectly. You do fill sort of kind of mitzvah by calling someone. Because you can cheer them up on the telephone, you can ask how they're doing on the telephone, you can ask if you need anything on the telephone. But it's not a perfect mitzvah. It's a partial mitzvah, not a perfect mitzvah. You can pray for them on the telephone. You can pray for somebody without being there. You don't have to be there. Okay, you do a mishibarach with a minyan, ten men, and the shechina is over there as well. So the shechina is by the bedside, the shechina is also by, you get a minyan. So if you pray with a minyan, it's the same thing.
But you're still going to miss out on envisioning the severity.
Exactly. You're missing out the empathy part. If you don't see them, then you don't know how the decision is. Not the same thing. Now, it's interesting because there's a big discussion over here whether it's good to mention the sick person's name or not. Strange, right?
No.
The advantage of going to visit a sick person is you pray for them without mentioning their name.
Why?
So he said if you can't go there, you pray, you mention their name in a minyan.
Right.
Nevertheless, there's opinion to say, Magen Avraham B'Shem Mariel. If you're not there, you have to say his name. And on this, the Gaon Marikash says, a person should not mention the name of a sick person in his prayers. There's a kepeda not to mention the sick person's name.
What?
Maybe his name caused his sickness. Why do we change his son's name? Maybe there's a gezerah on his name. So now you mention his name, you call more gezerah. That's why we change the sick person's name. Why do we change the sick person's name? Because the name he has, something caused the name, there's a gazer on that name. So now you're going to mention his name more, you're going to cause worse. This is an amazing concept. So that's why it's better to go and pray by his bedside. This way you don't have to mention his name. Wild.
It's a win-win, because you get the empathy and you get
exactly.
To avoid this.
Exactly. It's amazing. This opinion, Rashi, Marikash, that shouldn't mention the sick person's name. It's better not to mention the sick person's name. So maybe you should mention their son's name or daughter's name and say the mother of so-and-so or the father of so-and-so. I don't know.
When does the type change somebody's name with this?
That's a very good question. Excellent question. I think, you know, the sooner the better. Why wait till the end? Because then it gets asked for a miracle, you ask it for a miracle. You don't pray when you ask it for a miracle. So say, you know, it's 50-50 chance. Pray already, change his name already. Change the name already.
And how do you change his name?
With a minion.
No,
you have to have a minion over there.
You have
a special prayer and a minion.
It's good to sponsor some kind of meal, right?
Yeah, any mitzvah. Tzedakah, any kind of mitzvah. There's three things that can break a decree.
Tzedakah,
tshuva, and tefillah. So ideally, he should do tshuva. Why? Because a name change, the Rambam says, part of the tshuva process is people don't recognize the same guy. That's not the same guy, no? If he changes his ways, the changing the name by itself has got to allude to also changing who he is.
Wow.
He's going to do teshuvah. Tell him, listen, we're changing your name, change who you are. What do you mean change who I am? Do teshuvah. Make sure you're not the same person anymore.
So he changed the place they live.
It says galut machaper. We change where he lives. Today, probably they're in the hospital already. So they already changed the place they live. So galut. I'll tell you, hospital is a big kapara.
But they're not living in the hospital. Do you get them out?
They get them out, they go back home. Okay, so... Let's change the name. I say 50-50 chance. Change the name already. We don't wait around.
So what does that mean? You get some kind of terminal diagnosis, change the name right away?
Yeah, 100%. Don't wait around. Right. Even if the doctor says 50-50 chance, you have 50-50 chance. So don't wait around. Don't play around. You don't change the name at the end.
What about adding an additional?
You see people, they change the name at the end and it's too late. The guy dies anyway.
Yeah, what's the difference between changing
and
adding
an additional? Adding a name is changing. It's not the same person.
But still, that name with the Gezerah has...
So you put Chaim, you put Raphael, you put something. We had a guy here, we changed his name. He lived another... a year or 2 years?
Really?
A couple of years. He lived a couple of years.
Easily.
But I gave up on him. I thought he was cured. Yeah. I thought he was cured. I didn't pray for him. I stopped praying for him. It was a big mistake. He didn't die of his illness. It's a miracle. That guy was a miracle. Just attitude. I've never seen anyone, what's it called, with a bone marrow transplant. I've never seen a single person with a bone marrow transplant live. It's the most ineffective, I don't know.
That's very high risk.
It's a very high risk. This guy, he was alive.
Because he changed, he added to it, or changed, or he
I don't
changed.
Think because of that. I'm just saying, we changed his name, and he lived. I mean, he had a whole minyan. People came out of their way to give pray for him. We said to Eli, we changed his name. He lived.
Nice.
It's a miracle, no question. But his attitude was amazing. His attitude.
He's out of the woods. Boom.
Yeah, I just gave up. I said, listen, I don't have to pray for him. Look at his 3 years.
Yeah.
He's walking around. He was healthy, walking around. Beautiful.
If somebody do the heart transplant, the person die. When they put in a new heart, they have new neshama.
There definitely is an influence. There's definitely an influence.
Really,
whatever you get, there's definitely an influence. So it's interesting. So this concept of not mentioning the name. It's very interesting. This is Rashi and Marikash.
Well,
person's sick, it's better not to mention their name in your prayers.
Oh, you like it, God.
Very strange. Because if there's a decree on that name, you're mentioning the name, you're causing more remembrance of the name. It's like praying for a dead person when it's not in the first year, it's not in his yahrzeit. People don't realize that. They're saying the name of the dead person. Why do you want to raise the dead person's name? You're going to cause a judgment on the dead person.
No.
It's not his first year. You're only allowed to say the name of a dead person during the first year or on the yahrzeit. That's it. Some people, okay, Yom Kippur maybe. Yes. So I would say, you know, as soon as they say there's something wrong with this guy and it's a dangerous situation, change his name. Don't wait till the end. If you wait till the end, it's too late. It's too late. Listen, we've been very successful with some people, and some people not successful because they changed the name at the end. It's too late.
Do you need everyone to follow through and call them by the new name?
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you pray for them, the new name. Pray for the new name.
Saying by greeting and everything.
No, I don't know about greeting, but definitely in your prayers, you've got to change the name. Look at this. Even the Mekubalim, he says, Askarat Shemo Shel HaChole Yocholim Lefamim Leorer Alav Midat Din. By mentioning the name of the sick person, you can arise more judgment on them. Amazing. It was good for this to learn this tshuva just for this. Chidush. So that's the advantage of going to the sick person themselves and praying over there. Because when you pray by the sick person's bed, you don't mention their name. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu did not mention his sister's name. Amazing. It's amazing.
Well, but we go to Kiddurim and we ask for all kinds of things in Kiddurim, right? These are people who did that for many, many years, centuries sometimes.
Yeah. Because you're not asking them. We're not asking them for anything.
We're not asking them, but mention their names.
Don't mention their name. You say, Biskut so and so lies here. Hashem, Biskut so and so, in the merit of so and so, answer me. You don't mention his name. In the merit of someone living, whoever's buried over here, whoever's buried over here, in the mention of so and so, the merit of so and so is buried here. Don't have to mention their name.
I mean, you know, you think of all the people you mentioned,
Sichot.
Like,
Bishut Devar Yochai.
Yeah. So. That's fine. Bishut so and so. Fine. We're not praying for them, though. Because when you pray for them and mention them, then there's judgment on them. That's what we're saying.
What's so wrong about having a judgment on them?
We don't.
I mean, they're dead.
I'll tell you why.
They're dead.
You never know where judgment's going to go. Anytime you go to court, it's like maybe the guy will judge you well, judge you badly. You don't want to go to court. You don't want to go to judgment?
No.
That's the answer.
Yet.
That's the answer. Not yet. Never.
They're making donations and the judge says, okay.
That's fine. That's pure chesed. That just arouses chesed. When you make a donation, it's pure chesed. When you're praying, it's a touch and go. It's like, then there's a way in the scale. Does he merit? There's merit. There's no merit. So that's why it's better not to mention the name. So that's why when you're there, by the side of a sick person, there's no name. It's much better. Okay, so when you're not there, and you're praying around with his name, then it arouses judgment on the person. That's amazing. And that's what a person can't do when they call up a person. And so therefore the main part of Bikur Halim is when you go there in person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the advantage. So you can ask him what you want, you can cheer him up on the telephone, One thing you can't do is pray for the person without mentioning his name, because you need to be there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.